Right back here on the Peter Hegg Radio Show. Thanks to our friends over at Creative Financial Center, CFCAdvisors.com. That's CFCAdvisors.com. Check them out today or go to mickowens.com. You can listen to some of the audio clips there that explain their policies, not really their policy, but their approach, their vision, why they believe it's so necessary to have a plan, how they think that that's a biblical idea and therefore an unfailing, unchanging, wise idea. They'll hook you up whether it's estate planning that you need, maybe it's investing, maybe it's just sound budgeting advice. They are here to assist you as you navigate through the difficult channels of finances in this ever-changing economy. CFC Advisors is a rock in all of that. Also, thanks to our friends over at Victory Christian Academy, supplying the rock upon which to build a foundation for your existence to young people. If you're looking to homeschool your child, you want to know where you can get curriculum, you want to know where a good support system is, how you can get your kid involved in various athletics and activities and music and all of that, talk to the folks over at Victory Christian Academy. Matt Turner, heavily involved in all of that, the principal at VCA. Or maybe you're looking for a day school that's an alternative to the government schools. Talk to them about that as well. VCA Nights, that's spelled with a K, vcanights.com. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated. Okay, this Gabrielle Reese, a former volleyball star, apparently was a model as well. She married a surfer by the name of Laird Hamilton. That name was familiar to me too. Now this they got married 17 years ago. Well, maybe they got married a few years before that, because 17 years ago she had filed for divorce. They didn't divorce. Or if they did, they didn't stay divorced. I'm not entirely sure. The details weren't completely clear on that. And like I said, I feel like I should know who this Gabrielle Reese is, but I don't. I don't really follow the volleyball world, and I don't really follow the modeling world. So I'm not entirely sure if whether or not 17 years ago they got divorced and they're just now reconciling, or if they were getting divorced and then they reconciled. All I know is that their marriage is back on track. And it has been, apparently, for some time. Now, what Gabrielle Reese said was the solution. What Gabrielle Reese wrote was what solved the problems in her marriage, is what kept their marriage together, kept their family together. The solution to a broken family, what she says is the solution, is just infuriating to the left. Which should be an indication it's probably spot on. The left's policies, the left's ideas, the left's vision, the left's ideology, it facilitates the breakdown of family. Whether it's no-fault divorce, whether it's open and exciting pornography, access to pornography, whether it's breaking down all moral barriers and encouraging all forms of sexual experimentation, whatever it is that the left, whichever policy you're talking about, it leads to the destruction of family. Now, of course, they excuse that because they say, well, any entity, any relationship, any particular pairing or grouping, you can call that family. There's nothing unique about mom, dad, and kids. They're totally wrong, but that's what they say. That's why I'm telling you, if what Gabrielle Reese is saying is ticking off the left as far as what makes family work, then she's probably onto something. In her book, My Foot is Too Big for the Glass Slipper, Gabrielle Reese says it all came down to an old-fashioned dynamic. It all came down to traditional gender roles. I'm going to tell you something. I've said this in a number of talks that I've given in various places. If I really want to tick people off, whether it's on this radio show or whether it's in a written piece, whatever it is, if I really want to upset people, I don't talk about abortion. I don't talk about homosexuality. That's easy. Now, if I really want to set people off, I start talking about how there's gender roles in the home. There's things that boys are better at than girls. There's things that men can do better than women, and that women do better than men. That we're not all the same, and we weren't intended to all be the same. That God has given different roles and therefore different responsibilities and also different gifts to men and to women. You start talking gender roles, you'll really get some people worked up. Here's a line that she wrote in her book. I love this line. Now, not for the reason the left will tell you that I love this line. Here's what she wrote. She said, to truly be feminine means being soft, receptive, and, look out, here it comes, she writes, submissive. Oh, man. I mean, the powder keg exploded on the left. How dare she say that? I mean, this is one of the comments on Huffington Post. When they saw this, this is what one of them said. She may have saved her marriage, but she looks miserable. What concessions did hubby make? Zero. Is that a good role model for her daughters? Never. Why is saving her too quick marriage more important than her own self-esteem and her daughters? I don't think a marriage like this will last after the girls go to college. You want to talk about it. I shouldn't laugh because it's sad. It's depressing. The rebellion to God that has led us to believe. You heard that line, right? Is it a good role model for her daughters to be a submissive wife? Never. Saving her marriage isn't more important than her own self-esteem. Well, if you listen to her, she says her self-esteem improved. Listen to this. She says, I think the idea of living with a partner is, how can I make their life better? So if I'm the woman and he's the man, then yes, that's the dynamic. I'm willing and I choose to serve my family and my husband because it creates a dynamic where he is then, in fact, acting more like a man and masculine and treating me the way I want to be treated, which is I'd like to be cherished and I like someone to look after me in that role. She's not having self-esteem issues. She is wanted. She is cherished. She is protected. She's on cloud nine when it comes to self-esteem. And think of the arrogance of this liberal writer at the Huffington Post who's saying, well, saving her marriage, well, that wasn't more important than her daughter's. In other words, the assumption is that a divorced situation would have been better for her daughters. Gosh, how backwards are we? Or are some? And by the way, the whole notion that the hubby didn't make any concessions, it's pure conjecture, it's pure speculation. If what Gabrielle Reese and her husband Laird Hamilton employed is the biblical model, then don't you think for a second that hubby didn't make any concessions? Because here's what Scripture teaches. It teaches that wives be submissive to their husbands. It also teaches that men love their wives as Christ loved the church. You want to talk about which one is a higher, loftier expectation? Let me remind you that Jesus, even in the face of betrayal, loved the church so much he died for the church. He gave up everything for the church. He didn't lord over them. He didn't push them around. He didn't enslave them. He freed them with the ultimate self-sacrifice. That's not a chauvinistic text, friends. The expectation placed upon men is that they lead their families. You remember the Garden of Eden account? Eve's the one that ate the fruit first. She gave it to Adam. But when God came into the garden looking for them, after he knew what had happened, who did he call out to? Did he call out to Eve? No. Adam had to give an account for what occurred. Men, you can pretend like you've liberated yourselves, and your wife may pretend that she's liberated herself from God's authority structure. But men, I'm going to say this to you. You will not share the blame if things fall apart in your family. God has called you to a position of leadership in the home. And if the home collapses, you will be held responsible. It's an American idea that we're co-equals. Not to God. He's given different responsibilities. And when it comes to leading the home in moral clarity and decision-making, he has put that in the hands of men, not to lord over their wives, but to make decisions that are you ready for this? In the best interest of, not himself, but his wife and his family. And wives, the idea of submission doesn't have anything to do with slavery or second class. It has everything to do with respect and trusting God's plan for the home. Now, I love what Gabrielle Reese went on to say in this interview with Natalie Morales on the Today Show. I mean, she knew what was coming. She knew full well what was coming. And this is what she added. She said, "I think because women have the ability to set the tone, that the ultimate strength and showing real power is creating that environment. I think it's a sign of strength. Being submissive is a sign of strength." Now, how's that possible? She's exactly right. She is exact. Do you know how strong of a woman it takes to say, "I don't like giving up control, but I'm going to trust my husband. I'm going to love him and respect him and know that he is making these decisions for our family. I'm going to give him my wise counsel, and I'm going to trust him because he's making decisions that are in the best interest of our family, and I trust God. I trust God that if I do what he's told me to do, I will be blessed and my family will be blessed." Do you know how strong of a woman it takes to say that? I mean, we've got it backwards. We believe that it takes a strong woman to rebel against her husband's authority, to stand up and say, "I'm not doing that. This is what we're doing. This is what I'm doing." And by the way, this applies for those who are leading their homes in godliness. "I'm doing it this way. I'm doing it that." That's what makes a strong woman. "I am woman. Hear me roar." No, no, no. Not according to God's word, which has proven to be a pretty effective guide. In field after field, in example after example. And if you need to, simply look at the state of our culture and the direction that we're going. As we continue to reject and rebel against God's authority in various realms, are we becoming a happier, healthier society? No, I don't think so. It's one of the great dichotomies. Submission takes great strength. And I'll tell you something else. As a teacher, I can attest to this. The same homes where you see wives rejecting God's expectations and rebelling against the responsibility and the authority that God has entrusted their husbands with, where you see women and mothers rebelling against God's authority structure, it's the same homes where you will see children rebelling against their parents' authority. It's not a coincidence. This line, one more line of Gabrielle Reese's that she spoke to Natalie Morales. She said, "I think the idea of living with a partner is, how can I make their life better?" Listen to that. How can I make their life better? Now imagine for a second. By the way, that's exactly what the biblical model teaches. That's exactly what Christian character is all about, serving others. And certainly that's true in a married relationship. Wives are submissive to their husbands. Husbands are self-sacrificing for their wives. You're serving one another. It's true of God's view of sex. It's true of his view of family. You are there not for yourself, but to serve one another. Now, do you just think off the top of your head that if both partners in a married relationship go into that relationship believing it is their responsibility not only to their spouse but also to God to serve the other one, if both of them take that responsibility seriously, do you think that's going to be a happy marriage? If both partners are trying to please the other one, I tend to think that that would work out pretty well. In fact, I would tend to think, let's bounce that off of what the Huffington Post writer said, the leftist version. She may have saved her marriage, but she looks miserable. What concessions did hubby make? Zero. Is this a good role model for her daughters? Never. Why is saving her too quick marriage more important than her own self-esteem and her daughters? You notice where the focus is there? Her own. Interesting, isn't it? The left would have us focus on ourselves, that a marriage is about getting something out of it. A marriage is about us being happy. The right, the biblical model, says it's all about the other person. It's about serving the other one. It's about them being happy. Which one of those two models do you think is going to lead to genuine respect, love, and admiration, and happiness between the partnership? And which one do you think is going to lead to jealousy, disappointment, frustration, and anger, bitterness? The answer is pretty self-explanatory. I got an idea. You want to have a happier society? How about we stop pretending that we're smarter than God? It's just a thought. Maybe let's stop this whole game about it being old-fashioned, or it's antiquated, or it's chauvinistic to follow the biblical model of family. We've tried rebelling against it, and the horrific statistics continue to compile. Just ask sociologists. At what point will we admit we're not nearly as dang smart as we think we are? Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at the Wyman Group, 854-1234. You're looking to buy or sell residential or commercial property. Wyman's are ready to assist you. The name in local real estate development. The name, whether it is residential or commercial property. Sold is their favorite word. It's your favorite result. Give them a call. 854-1234 today. Also, thanks to our friends over at Century Villa. Quality and affordable health care, 705 North Meridian Street in Greentown, Indiana. At 705 North Meridian Street, half a mile north of the stoplight in Greentown. If you're making the difficult decision about a nursing home, before you make any final decision, you can research them all online, you can call them, you can talk to them, but go and visit Century Villa in person. You can visit a lot of them in person, but notice the patient care, the resident care that you see at Century Villa. It's something really amazing to behold. Treating them as though they are their own family, because that's the way they view it at Century Villa. That's why they say it feels like home. Back for more of the Peter Hegg Radio Show right after this.